AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The House has voted tonight in favor of creating an independent commission to investigate the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol that left five people dead in January. 35 Republicans voted with the Democratic majority, despite GOP leadership's opposition. More from our Mike Gracia.
During debate, Democrats and Republicans voiced support for the commission.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
This is about facts. It's not partisan politics.
But Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene came out against an investigation.
The media is going to use this to smear Trump supporters.
In the Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will oppose the legislation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In Texas, 41-year-old convicted killer Quentin Jones has been executed by lethal injection. He had beaten to death his 83-year-old great aunt in 1999, the family, though, had asked that his life be spared. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a bill that bans abortions if a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen before a woman knows she's pregnant.
The life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat will be saved from the ravages of abortion.
Two officers involved in the rough arrest of a 73-year-old Colorado woman with dementia are now charged with crimes. Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin.
Peace officers are permitted to use reasonable force to effect an arrest. The investigation in this case showed that Austin Hopp used excessive force.
The Coast Guard has showed off its work over the past few months in the Pacific, offloading in San Diego some 11,000 pounds of seized cocaine, worth an estimated $220 million. President Biden today presiding over commencement ceremonies at the Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. Stocks drop for a third straight day. This is AP News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back against the White House's call for an end to the military action in the Gaza Strip.
The White House says the president told Netanyahu he expected a significant de-escalation today after visiting Israel's military headquarters. Netanyahu said while he greatly appreciates the president's support, he's also determined to continue the operation, the first public rift between the U.S. and Israel since the fighting started last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Alaska man suffered serious injuries when he was mauled by a bear surveying land in a wooded area north of Anchorage. But 61-year-old Alan Minish is still around to tell the story.
Grabbed just a quarter of my face, took a small bite, and then surgeon released, and then took a second bite, and the second bite's the one that broke the bones.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.